it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
And we're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
You're a racist!
Who the hell is I? I knew this was going to happen.
Trump's a racist!
What are you doing, Larry?
I heard if I yelled that, they'd give me $5,000.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, good America, and welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast, and you. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates hold their breath in anticipation of hearing their names mentioned. Well, it ain't going to happen. Get used to the disappointment. It's all about radio on the go. Various different ways you can get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Nobody better to talk to you about it now that you have all your devices, you've done all your returns and everything else after Christmas than Mr. Joe Spano.
Well, stop one on this journey of taking Sports Byline on the go is the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link, allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a heck of a lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And last but not least in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
Yeah, no question about it. And these guys and girls that are serving us, no matter where they are, whether it's domestic, overseas, whatever the circumstances are, that they provide our service. Let me tell you something. It's about the kids. It's about the guys and girls. It's about the fact they're away from home and they don't get to see family and friends for an extended period of time. If you can't appreciate that, you're living in the wrong country. We appreciate it. We know we're living in the right country and we're happy and proud to be a part of it.
Lots of NFL coming out of Wild Card Weekend, touch of college football, and a few surprises. We'll set the table on the other side, and then we'll dive into all the action from Wild Card Weekend in the NFL. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it is.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back, like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
And we never give up. You know, it's all about never giving in and having the heart of a champion.
Snap to A-Rod, looks right, looks left, in the pocket, steps up, under some pressure, buys more time, scrambles left, throws end zone, caught! Snap to A-Rod. Looking downfield, scrambles right. Now, winds up, rainbows, into the end zone, and it is caught! Yes. Fly to the end zone! Yes. Randall Cobb! Touchdown, Green Bay! Hail Mary answered again!
Manning calls out the signals, takes the snap, and drops back the throw. Deep ball down the middle of the field. Wide open, Tavares King makes the catch in the end zone. Touchdown, Giants. 41 yards.
First and 10, Green Bay at the New York 30. Packers leading 14-13. Snap, Rodgers in the pocket, over the middle. Got around the top. Bolting at the 10 to the 5. High stepping. End zone. Touchdown, Green Bay. What an answer. 30-yard touchdown pass to Randall Cobb. Rodgers in the shotgun takes the snap. Has some time initially. Buying more time. Wings the end zone.
Yes!
Touchdown! Over the middle. Randall Cobb. His third touchdown catch of the game. 30-13. A dagger into the New York Giants.
Tell me about it. That was the voice of Wayne Laramie from the Green Bay Packers Football Radio Network. And we stuck a little Bob Pop in there as well on the one giant highlight he of the New York Giants Football Radio Network, and that's how we come back to the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. If you'd like to join the discussion, 1-800-878-PLAY is the way to get involved. Again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. That was the story in highlights of the Green Bay Packers, New York Giants wild card matchup from wild card weekend. It was the finale. It's what many considered the main event, and it really didn't play out that way as all four home teams won, and really all four games were blowouts, Bob. And our focus for much of this show is going to be NFL wild card weekend. And then at the back end of the show, 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, Mark Sturgis, host of Straight Up with Sturge from ESPN Upstate in South Carolina, will join us, and we'll get his preview on the national title game between Alabama and Clemson. And then to take us home, me and you will make our picks on the national title game. So that's pretty much the rundown. A lot of NFL wild card weekend with a touch of college football national title game sprinkled in for good measure. And the place we need to start is Lambeau Field in Green Bay. And you heard the highlights of the Packers 38-13 dismantling of the New York football Giants. The score in many ways in this game is somewhat deceiving.
Truth.
This was a football game for, well, about three quarters. And then the Packers really took control and stood on the necks of the New York Giants as this game unfolded. But really, to me, the story of this game was the first quarter and a half. The Giants led 6-0. They completely dominated this game on both sides of the ball. Eli Manning looked brilliant. The offense was humming. their defense shut down Aaron Rodgers and the Packers' running and passing attack. And because of drops by those wide receivers at the most costly of times, in particular Odell Beckham Jr., but let's not forget about the key drop by Sterling Shepard early, the Giants only led 6-0. Instead of taking the game by the throat and perhaps never giving Green Bay a chance to get into it, the Giants only found themselves up 6-0. From there, Green Bay scores that first touchdown. They're now up 7-6. The Hail Mary at the half in many ways was the dagger through the heart, 14-6. Mike McCarthy inexplicably lets the Giants back in the game, going for it on 4th and inches in his own territory. Manning on the second play, 41-yard touchdown pass to Tavarius King, and the Giants have life again. Except the Packers answer right back with 7 of their own. And then from there, the rout was on as the body blows from the Green Bay Packers offense accumulated on that New York Giant defense after their offense could no longer move the ball with any consistency. And as the game went along deep into the third and through the fourth quarter, the Giants couldn't get those stops and couldn't get off the field as Aaron Rodgers and company diced them up, sliced them up, and routed them 38-13.
Well, you know something, Joe, and we talk about this all the time. When you get to this level, you start talking about playoffs, you start talking about matches between teams that are relatively equal as far as talent, coaching, quarterbacks et al. You make mistakes, you leave points on the field, that's how you lose games. And that's exactly what happened to the Giants. Dominating early, opportunities to put two, maybe three more balls into the end zone and truly take command of this football game in Lambeau to the point where the Packers, their fans and their coaching staff and their players would have been going, oh, here we go again, Giants coming into Lambeau and doing it. Beckham drops, the other drops that we were talking about, these were all big-time missed opportunities to put the Green Bay Packers back on their heels and force them to play from way behind, not just behind. And the Giants blew the opportunity and therefore blew the game, and then inexplicably Randall Cobb gets behind the defensive backs right before halftime. The cardinal rule of the Hail Mary, never let them get behind you.
I don't know. The Packers have an uncanny ability to do that better than anybody else. I don't know why, but it wasn't even like they had their tall receiver. It's Randall Cobb. He's like 5'9".
Nope. And, you know, you also saw the two Giant defensive backs colliding in front of Randall Cobb, which did not help, obviously, because they couldn't elevate and get up in the air and try to bat the ball down. But that being said, Packers made the play. Giants didn't make the play. Packers go in at halftime with the lead, 14-6. They never looked back, and they took it away. As you said, it took a little while into the third quarter. But once the momentum started going back in the other direction, albeit for a very questionable Mike McCarthy call,
I thought that was the thing that could change this thing and really let the Giants get back in, and we were going to have a football game again, because Eli answered on the second play of that drive, the 41-yard touchdown pass to a wide-open Tavarius King.
Absolutely.
And I said, okay, we got a game. Now the defense has to come and make the stop, but they didn't. Green Bay went right back down the field, and really from there, that was the end. And I think you said it well. You know, we can boil this game down to a lot of things. It was those missed opportunities early, because if the Giants get the Packers down 14-0, 17-0, whatever it is, maybe the entire chain of events that unfold in front of us is completely different and the Packers end up completely one-dimensional, and maybe just everything changes. You know, when you don't take advantage of opportunities, as you said, and you end up dominating a game and you're up one score, and then the Packers come up, put up the one big score, and you're down already. Then you give up the Hail Mary, and really, it's about opportunity lost. And a lot of that was because these wide receivers did not have a good game in the cold weather of Lambeau Field. Everybody was wondering, would you get a sharp enough Eli to keep up? Well, you sure did, because Eli Manning was humming that ball all game long, and he was plagued by drops. And this offense just folded up like a cheap suit, and the defense succumbed to the pressure that that their own offense put on them by not being able to sustain anything, finish drives, and score points. And Aaron Rodgers dissected them like a surgeon. And he is red hot, and he is playing great quarterback, and they are going to be so dangerous the rest of the way no matter who they put on defense, because their offense will score on anybody.
Yep. Yep. No, they absolutely will. I mean, look, you know, it pretty much played out how we talked about it. Green Bay does not have a running game. It was all Aaron Rodgers. They put it on his shoulders, and great players do exactly what he did yesterday. Took him a while to get going, but once he took control of that game, it was Aaron Rodgers' football game. Everybody else was watching. A lot of that due to the fact that the giant wide receivers did not execute when called upon to do so.
Right. And those aforementioned wide receivers, especially Odell Beckham Jr., they're criticized because of their trip to Miami. You and I will weigh in with our thoughts on this next before we move on to the early game on Wild Card Weekend, which from Sunday, which was Steelers and Dolphins. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Your idea here of a wrestling match here, you got 12 wrestlers around the ring, you got dancing midgets and leathers, you got everything that you've ever wanted in a match.
At the end of the day, I went through practice, had zero drops, zero misassignments. There was nothing that could connect 7 days ago to today. And how we came out and played and executed. There's just nothing in the world that's not realistic. It happened early, and it did a great job at putting it in people's mind that, okay, now if the Giants lose, it's because you went to Miami. It doesn't really connect to me.
In many ways, well said by Odell Beckham Jr., except opening himself up for criticism and acknowledging the fact that with him not playing well and those wide receivers not playing well, that now they're ripe for criticism. He doesn't need to say that. But everything else to me makes perfect sense, Bob, as it relates to the comments of Odell Beckham Jr., because, as you know, you've heard it, the firestorm is here. You know, they went down to Miami. They shouldn't have went down to Miami. It's why they played well. They owe their teammates an explanation, open for criticism, second-guessing, questioning, all of that stuff. And I'll stand by what I said on Tuesday. Had nothing to do with it. And he said it well. It was, you know, it was 6-7 days ago. What happened a week ago doesn't factor in here. And unless he had some real major hangover. He talked about strong week of practice, didn't drop anything, carried out all his assignments. I have every confidence that that was the case. So this notion that his one-day little trip along with his wide receiver mates down to Miami had some impact on this poor performance, to me, it's bull. And I see the columns from Gary Myers again and Bob Glauber and all these other guys. Odell has to answer and he's open for criticism. No, he's not. Hey, people do what they want on their day off. I'm not telling him I'm not telling him to go out and do a Joey Porter and go get arrested. And he didn't. You know, by all indications, he went and had some fun and he was back at practice ready to work the next day. Odell Beckham is a lot of things. He's high strung. He's emotional. Sometimes he can be a distraction to his team and he can lose his mind. But I think one thing we know about is he's passionate about football. He prepares diligently. He loves the game. And the fact that he went down to Miami, maybe it wasn't what a lot of people wanted, but it had nothing to do with the performances of Odell Beckham Jr. and Sterling Shepard. And those that criticize him and the rest of those wide receivers for that day trip, they are very much off base. Realities are, I think the next time, things being what they are, he won't go down to Miami. He'll take a Rashard Jennings approach. He'll stay in New Jersey, eat sushi, and get a massage. And he won't be open to criticism. But the realities are, criticize him all you want. This group of wide receivers didn't perform well because it was their first dance in the playoffs, and maybe they came in a little overhyped up, and the bottom line, they didn't handle the cold and the situation particularly well, and it undid the Giants. The trip to Miami had nothing to do with it.
Well, you know something, wide receivers, running backs, quarterbacks, first of all, pressure of being in the playoffs for the first time gets to everybody at some point or another, with the rare exception. That's number one. Number two, you want to criticize this group of wide receivers, criticize them for dropping the football. That's where they're vulnerable to criticism. Not for Miami, not for suntans, not for having disposable income to do what we did, the stuff that we covered ad nauseum. It's painfully obvious to me that rather than Miami, they should have gone to Minnesota and gone ice fishing. It would have better prepared them for what was going to go on in Lambeau Field. They should have. They should have.
Pretty
been,
good idea, it, actually.
They should have been in one of those shacks with Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon, God rest their souls, and they should have cut holes
grumpy
in the ice.
Grumpy old men.
That's it, and fished for porgies.
There you go.
Had a little stove going with a transistor radio.
They were fishing for something. It wasn't porgies.
And that's it. And compare ink, and it would have better prepared them for the conditions at Lambeau Field. That being aside, they dropped the bleep in footballs. It happens. It happens to the best wide receivers in the game, and OBJ is one of the best wide receivers in the game. Gary Myers, Bob Glauber, they all need to get over it. It's a storyline. I get that. It's what they're paid to do, write storylines and stir the pot. There's absolutely nothing in the pot other than chicken broth, and the chicken broth is bland, overdone, and should be thrown out with the rest of the bathwater.
You know, before we move on from this story and kind of rapid fire recap the Steelers and Dolphins, because there wasn't much there to talk about, I like to take this and point at those that are criticizing these Giants for going down to Miami and ask them, when you're not at work, what do you do? Do you sit in the house like a monk and just wait for the next article you're going to write? Or do you maybe take your family someplace? Do you do or for those that are younger and single, whether it be in this business or a writer's? Do you go out and have some fun and cut loose? You know, I mean, there's nothing that says these guys have to sit at home like monks on their time. And this idea, just because we can see it in social media and we're exposed to what they do, it doesn't mean they're not allowed to do it. Because I'll take it from my own perspective. Now, there are a few people in this business that work harder than I do and are more diligent in their preparation than I am. When I get some time off, I'm going to do what I want to do. You know, whether it be go out to vineyards and sample wine, whatever it is. And you're not going to stop me. You're not going to tell me it cuts into my job. Because I'm diligent at my task, just as those guys are probably very diligent in their task. And I have every confidence that Odell Beckham Jr. and company, they're incredibly diligent at their jobs. They do not lack preparation. Those guys are diligent, hard workers. And if anything, Odell Beckham Jr. gets too hyped up for these situations, and sometimes it's counterproductive. I promise you this, the next go-around, you won't get those crucial drops from Odell Beckham Jr. He will dominate like nobody's business because what he likes to do, he's one of those guys. You criticize him, you beat him up. He learns from mistakes, and he often makes people pay. He will not come into the next playoff game over, you know, overhyped, over-energized, and lose focus the way he did. He will come in with steely, dogged determination, and he will make the next team he plays in the playoffs pay a heavy price, and I guarantee it, because we all know how he's wired. We've seen him lose his mind, as it were, get overhyped, whatever word you want to call, lose that focus and have it affect his play as a result. But then he comes back the next week, and he moves forward, and he learns from those mistakes, and he makes that next opposition pay. And that's what will happen. So I'd really like to put this trip to Miami behind us all, and I would really like to stop pointing at that as a reason the New York Giants lost this game. They got whooped. They got out-executed, and they didn't take advantage of opportunities. That's why they lost. Not a day trip down to Miami. So let's put all that to rest and watch how these guys move forward with the rest of their careers. When they all rebound from this awful playoff outing and they dominate people and they beat people, this will just be a distant memory. But I won't forget what things that Gary Myers, Bob Glauber, and others have said. And I will remind them on this and other programs each and every time those Giant receivers dominate a playoff game because they're way out of line, they're way off base, and they need to start looking in the mirror about what they do when they're not at work.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, Joe, we're in the business, we know. It's all about storylines. It's all about we got to have something to write in our column. This is what we do. It gave them this bait, gave them the perfect opportunity to find a storyline if they failed. And I have news for you. Glauber, Myers, all those guys had the backup column saying much ado about nothing. Look how they shined. You know, it all the hype about Miami goes out the door because look at the performance they put on XYZ as the Giants took care of the Packers 39-22 or whatever the final score would have ended up being. This is what they do. This is what they're told by their editors to do. Have X and have Y and make sure when Z comes around, we have a story to put in the newspaper. It's what happens. But somewhere down the line, as you very eloquently put it, they're going to eat their words because this kid is a superstar. Not a star, a superstar. And he's going to be around the Giants for a long time to come. And he's going to be one of those guys that when he has playoff performances down the line and he wins football games and perhaps even wins a Super Bowl for this team, he's going to remember and he's going to make these guys eat their words. And very accurately so. You know, what else can you say? They collectively had a bad game as a group. Specifically, Odell Beckham Jr. had a game that he will never forget, but for the wrong reasons. And it will motivate him down the line to perform on the elite level that he is capable of doing on a week-in, week-out basis, which he already has proven to the rest of the National Football League.
Well said. Final thought. Remember all the problems? Remember how he lost his mind in the matchup with Josh Norman one year ago? Take a look at the rematch, the second go-around this year, Week 17. Redskins needed a playoff, needed a win for a playoff spot. Giants needed nothing. Who was it that kept their composure? Who was it that lost their mind? And there you go. So Odell Beckham Jr. learns from his mistakes. He'll learn from this one. And I hope he shoves it down everybody's throat. I'm not all about that, but sometimes when people are petty and picking at you and knocking you for no real justifiable reason other than you can do things that they only wish they could do, I like to see people ram it down their throats. And I wouldn't mind Gary Myers having to choke on that. I'm good with it. We'll get to Steelers-Dolphins next here on the Spano and Black Attack. It was a real thriller. That's right after this.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma?
It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
All right, people, let's move like we've got a purpose.
Screen left, and boy, does he pick up blockers. Antonio's running up the field. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. Touchdown, Pittsburgh. The Steelers draw first blood. Ben with a great screen with a lot of blockers to the wide side left. And Antonio with the catch and run travels 50 yards.
Ben's going to go to Le'Veon. And Le'Veon.
Straight ahead into the end zone. Touchdown untouched. He hesitated. The Red Sea parted off left tackle. And he went straight ahead for 8 yards and the score.
There's that beautiful victory formation. Ben takes the knee and that's it.
The end of the game, the final score, Pittsburgh 30, Miami 12, on to Kansas City.
Well, that says it all, Bob, as the Steelers dismantle the Miami Dolphins in the first of the two wild card round matchups on Sunday out at Heinz Field in Pittsburgh. And that brings us back to the Spano and Black Attack. That audio is courtesy of the Pittsburgh Steelers Radio Network, Bob. And there's really not much to say about this football game beyond it was an utter dismantling of the Miami Dolphins by the Pittsburgh Steelers. They dominated from stem to stern. They did whatever they wanted in this football game. The outcome was never in doubt. Nope. Pittsburgh jumped out 14-0. It was 20-6 at halftime in a game that was not nearly that close, as the Steelers, led by Le'Veon Bell, ran the ball down the throats of the Miami Dolphins. They passed at will against the Miami Dolphins, and their defense corralled the Miami Dolphins' offense. And every time you thought there was this little bit of a chance that Miami could climb back in and make this borderline close or borderline a football game, Matt Moore, who actually all in all played very well aside from the turnovers, ended up having one of those big turnovers that ended up being the ultimate undoing of the Miami Dolphins. But the realities are, Dolphins were never in this game. Yeah. Their defense played awful. The 30th ranked run defense looked like the 30th ranked run defense in the National Football League on this day, as Le'Veon Bell carved them up for a Steelers record 167 yards on the ground. And Ben was brilliant. He didn't have to throw it a lot, but when he did, he threw it in wide open spaces to great receivers. And Antonio Brown went off with two huge catches of his five for a 124 and two touchdowns. It was just a dominating effort by the Steelers. They looked so good. Their defense is light years ahead of where it was earlier in the year. That offense is great. And the Dolphins with Matt Moore and Jay Ajayi just really flat out had no answers, thanks to an awful defensive effort that ultimately, and we'll get into this discussion as we move along, how is Vance Joseph a hot head coaching candidate and a favorite to land a Denver Broncos head coaching job with what he did with this defense, not only in the postseason, but you look at their regular season performance, it wasn't great, and it's not why they made it to the playoffs.
Well, you answered your own question, because they made it to the playoffs. That's the only reason why he's a hot coaching candidate. And, you know, to get back to what you were saying with the game, it's the first time the big three from Pittsburgh have had the opportunity to go on the field in the playoffs and show what they're about. And they're that good. And they took the game away from Miami. You talked about Matt Moore. Ryan Tannehill in there, it wouldn't have made a difference. Because the formula for Pittsburgh, Joe, when you look at it, is exactly the same formula for Miami. And we talked about this earlier in the season when Jay Ajayi had the big games that he had. They discovered the formula down in Miami. Ask your quarterback to do certain things, but don't put it all on his shoulders. Let Ajayi run the football, control it, keep your defense off the field, and you'll win a lot of football games. And when Tannehill was healthy, they were able to do that. It's really no different for Pittsburgh, except they have better big play ability with their quarterback and their wide receiver. But it all keys on Bell. If he's on the field and he's running the football, even when Big Ben makes a couple mistakes, which he did yesterday, it doesn't matter. They can overcome those mistakes because they will still make big plays. Their defense, as you said, light years better than what it was. And the formula of controlling the football and dominating a game is why Pittsburgh is moving forward. Those three on the field together are as good as anybody in football on the offensive side, and they will give any team a run for their money. And it's up to opposing defenses to shut them down, which very few have been capable of doing when all three are healthy.
You know, Bob, you go back and look at the box score of this game if you didn't watch it, and you'd say, boy, this was a pretty close game. Total yards, right. Pittsburgh 367, Miami 305. Miami actually on the field 32 minutes, Pittsburgh only 28. Miami 3 turnovers to Pittsburgh's 2. 19-18 first downs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Box score makes it look like a pretty even game.
But it wasn't.
All of Miami's yardage, most of it came in garbage time after this game was out of reach. And Miami's turnovers came at the most crucial of times, and it made sure they didn't put points on the board. Pittsburgh was brilliant in the first half of this game. They dominated, they did whatever they wanted, and they took this game away from the Miami Dolphins in just convincing fashion. You talked about Bell and what he did, Antonio Brown and his big catch and runs, Roethlisberger brilliant in the early going. And again, this defense for the Miami Dolphins, they couldn't have stopped Le'Veon Bell with a net. And did they dress any members of the secondary, or did they just let guys run free? Their defense looked abysmal in this one when it mattered. You talked about Ben mistakes. They all came late.
Right.
So they really weren't relevant. And as I said, every time it looked like there was a glimmer of hope of Miami to climb back in this game a little bit, they'd get it down the field and there'd be a costly Matt Moore turnover because the offensive line without Pouncey in the middle is a shell of what it is, when Pouncey is there. And Matt Moore was harassed in those key spots, and that Steeler defense got up after it in a major way. And, you know, here's a game, and I'll make this quick, and then we'll move on to some other things within this game and maybe even some of the other action from this weekend. This is where playing a team once and then coming back and playing them again in the postseason has its advantages. And the Steelers did a great job of making some key adjustments here. If you remember the first time these two teams played, Steelers defense stunk. They didn't show up. And the Dolphins dominated. And it was Jay Ajayi running for 200-plus. Well, Jay Ajayi didn't run for anything. He ran for 2 yards a carry in this one and could never get started. And if you remember that game, go back and look at the tape. It was a lot of three wides to spread out the Steelers, and then they ran out of that three wide. And the Steelers countered with nickel D that left big holes. This time around, they said, no, we're not falling for that again. Even with Miami coming out in a lot of three-wide stuff to run the football and spread them out and run it that way, Steelers stayed base. And they said, we dare you to throw on us, which when it mattered, they couldn't do. And then they couldn't run the ball either. And that was a huge factor in this game. And the fact that these two teams had matched up already and the Steelers had some stuff on film that they could go back on and look at as far as what was their undoing in the first matchup, it served them really, really well in this one.
Yeah, no question about it. And again, when you're able to dictate tempo the way that Pittsburgh was, as you said, you look at it statistically and it looks like it was a close game. It really wasn't. They just controlled it, which is why they're going to be a threat against New England.
I think that's fair. But let's move on to what I deem the stupid decision of the day. This is the truth. The Mike McCarthy stupid decision, he got away with because the Packers blew out the Giants. And there were no ramifications. I was ready to light him up like a Christmas tree if that was the play that turned around that game, because it was one of the dumbest decisions I've ever seen, just as far as having a feel for a game and going for it in the wrong spot. That said, dumb decision of the day goes to Mike Tomlin. And no, unlike everybody else who really doesn't understand football, this is a playoff game. It's not about getting Ben out of the game in the blowout and putting Landry Jones in there. It's about leading by this much and still throwing the football. Mm-hmm. And I'm referencing the second pick, which ends up getting Ben hurt, having him leave the stadium with a walking boot. You keep Ben in there because the quarterback center exchange is something that they're used to, and it's less likely to turn over the football and give the Dolphins that glimmer of hope. But what you don't do is throw the ball and put Ben at risk. Ben will protect himself handing off the football. Take the snap, hand the football off to Le'Veon Bell. You're up by enough that it doesn't matter if you move the ball and gain yardage. Just punt the football. Make sure Ben doesn't get hurt. Make sure you don't turn over the football. So I won't criticize them in a postseason game that looks like it's beyond reach that you wouldn't take out Ben. But where I will criticize Mike Tomlin and Todd Haley is, why with 5 minutes left in this blowout game is Ben throwing the football and being subject to the pass rush? Take the snap, hand the football off to, and I don't even know if it should be Le'Veon Bell. At that point, maybe it's Fitzgerald Toussaint, you know, mm-hmm. But hand the football off. It doesn't matter if you get any positive yardage. Just don't lose the football and don't risk injury to Ben. Now he goes up against a good Kansas City Chiefs team, and he's walking around in a walking boot. He says he'll play, but will he be diminished, Ben, or will he be full strength, Ben? And what will that mean to the Steelers' playoff chances moving forward?
Yep, and, you know, again, I heard the people, oh, he should have been out of the game. Look, they don't do that in the National Football League unless you're up by 40. But just hand the ball off. And you know, again, head-scratching. Bell came at it again game before Roethlisberger. And Roethlisberger came out by injury, obviously. But you pull your running back out, and your quarterback's still in there. Well, if you're pulling your running back out, then let the second stringer take the pounding. I mean, that's why he's in there. So what? They stop you a couple of times, and you got to go three and out. You're still going to win the football game, and your defense is getting the job done. Couldn't agree with you more. I was puzzled beyond all recognition, although the people who were saying Ben shouldn't have even been in the game. Nah, you don't know how the National Football League
operates. You know what? In the regular season, I agree 100%. But you don't want to take any chance of coughing this thing up in the postseason because guess what? You lose and you go home. So Ben takes handoffs because of the center quarterback exchange, and he hands off the football. And as you said, doesn't matter if you gain any yardage. Pump the damn football. Who cares? But don't get Ben hurt. Don't subject him to that pass rush and having to throw the football. Now you got a team that's frustrated, cold, and getting dominated in the playoffs. And if they can get hits on Ben, they'll get him. And you saw what could happen. So maybe Terry Bradshaw's right about Mike Tomlin. He ain't so smart after all.
Certainly wasn't a good move. And you know, especially with Ndamukong Suh on the other side of the field, because we all know he's a clean player.
Absolutely, Bob. So that said, I don't know what this means, and we won't know until the week of practice unfolds and we look at the injury report what this means for the Steelers' chances in going to Arrowhead, where I thought they were a prohibitive favorite. If Ben's not 100%, an awful lot may change in a matchup that, in many ways, while I don't think the outcome would have been as severe, the Dolphins and the Chiefs are very similar football teams. Neither of them stop the run particularly well. They both get up after the quarterback. Chiefs secondary's better. Chiefs offense makes less mistakes but is no more explosive. So I really believe that a healthy Steelers team had the perfect formula go dominate the Chiefs. Well, Ben ain't healthy. So it just got a bit more interesting, didn't it?
Yeah, it sure did. And, you know, again, keeping these guys on the field at the same time, it's virtually impossible.
Well, we'll tie a bow around hour one next. It's going to be a mad scramble in hour two as we now have two guests. And in between that, we're going to recap the Saturday action from NFL Wild Card Weekend. But we'll tie a bow around hour one next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now just get it through your heads that the pressure's on. For you, I just wouldn't give a nickel.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56 at Bob Black 71. So let's see. Terry Bradshaw called somebody dumb, and he might actually be right.
Just a real bad choice by Mike Tomlin, Todd Haley. And we talked about it at length last segment. I think it could change the fortunes of the Pittsburgh Steelers. They need a healthy Ben. A healthy Ben, and I thought the Chiefs were tailor-made for the Steelers, much in the same way the Dolphins were, but just to a lesser extent. And I thought the collision course was inevitable. Steelers, Patriots, in Foxborough, AFC Championship game, would have been a dynamite football game. Now I'm not as sure. We'll have to see how the week unfolds. Bob, I mean, that's really it.
You know,
sometimes you got to be smart, and he flat out wasn't.
Yep. It was a moment that he shouldn't have done. It could end up costing them, but, you know, they were my pick preseason, so I'm going to stick with them. But if Ben can't go at 100%, the road gets tougher and tougher. KC will not be a walkover.
No, they won't. Andy Reid always good after buys, all of this. It's maybe that cancels out his failings in the postseason generally. It's a lot of intrigue there, and as the week unfolds, you know, we'll investigate it further, and it'll affect our thoughts on what these teams are going into that divisional round matchup. Well, hour one is in the books, Bob, and it's a jam-packed hour number two. We will recap the Saturday action, as we could probably get through that pretty quickly. It was certainly lackluster, to be kind. We'll preview the college football national title game, and we'll talk Golden Globes. All that is next in hour two of the Spano and Black Attack. But we're going to step aside right now, and in just a few, we'll be back with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I really wish he would have stood up last night and said, look, I didn't like the election results, but he's our president and we're going to support him.
President-elect Donald Trump's senior advisor Kellyanne Conway responding to last night's remarks at the Golden Globes by actress Meryl Streep, who criticized Donald Trump for, she says, mocking a disabled reporter last year.
It kind of broke my heart when I saw it, and I still can't get it out of my head because it wasn't in a movie. It was real life.
Conway says on Fox this morning,
he has debunked this so many times.
And in a Twitter barrage this morning, Trump himself says, quote, for the 100th time, I never mocked a disabled reporter. The man accused of opening fire at a Florida airport Friday, killing 5 people, wounding 6 others, due in court today as Esteban Santiago, faces several federal charges that do carry the death penalty. This is USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. 1 out of every 4 Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
Officials in Mexico say a man suspected of shooting a U.S. consulate officer in Guadalajara is an American. Chris Bales has more.
Special forces took the suspect into custody in Guadalajara Sunday. Authorities say the suspected shooter will be extradited to the U.S. Officer Christopher Ashcraft was shot in the chest Friday night outside of the U.S. Embassy in Mexico's second largest city. Surveillance video of the attack shows the gunman firing directly into the officer's car when he was exiting a parking garage. Authorities called the shooting a direct attack, but the motive is still unknown.
That consulate official now in stable condition. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu talking about yesterday's terrorist truck attack in Jerusalem that targeted police cadets. Netanyahu says in a statement that it appears the suspect who killed 4 of those cadets, injuring 10 others, was a supporter of ISIS. The man behind the wheel was shot and killed right after the attack. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a 1-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
La La Land gets accolades from the 74th Annual Golden Globe Awards. The theatrical musical starring Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone picking up a record 7 wins last night, including acting victories for both Gosling and Stone. The film also won Best Musical or Comedy. A New York lawmaker believes now is the time to improve railroad safety by testing engineers for sleep apnea. Correspondent Mitch Levy tells us that simple step could save lives.
2 recent fatal train crashes in the New York area have been at least partially attributed to the disorder, and it is suspected as a possible cause of last week's derailment on the Long Island Railroad. Senator Chuck Schumer says the NTSB should keep the public in the loop.
First, publicize what every railroad is doing in terms of safety, and second, force those who are not doing the job to start doing it once and for all.
Schumer also wants the feds to force railroads to speed up the installation of inward-facing cameras in train cabs so that we can know what the engineer was doing just before and during a train crash.
And the NFL wild card weekend's in the books as the Packers cap it with a blowout win over the Giants at Lambeau Field to advance to face the Cowboys in the NFC divisional round. Also in the NFC, the Seahawks bounced the Lions on Saturday, so now the Seahawks play the Falcons, while the AFC divisional round matchups will have the Patriots hosting the Texans and the Chiefs welcoming the Steelers to Kansas City. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
I wouldn't go that far, but welcome back to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, you got a huge hour two in front of us, a couple of guests, and a lot of football to talk about, Joe. So what do you say we dispense with all the other stuff and set the table for what's going to go on in hour two here on The Attack?
You got it, Bob. Right out of the box at 10 after hour number two, 9, 10 a.m. Eastern time. Jerry Panicoli from Extra will join us, and we'll get a Golden Globes recap. There were some very interesting storylines, not only in films that won a record amount of awards, but there was a prevailing theme within the Golden Globes, and we'll dive into all of that at 10 after hour number two with Jerry Panicoli from Extra. At 40 after hour number two, Mark Sturgis, host of Straight Up with Sturge on ESPN Upstate in South Carolina. He'll help us preview the college football national title game between Clemson and Alabama, and he'll do it from a Clemson Tigers perspective. In between, in the middle segment of hour number two, you and I will recap the Saturday action wildcard weekend from the NFL. It won't take us more than 10 minutes to get through those two thrilling matchups that really don't have any additional storylines the way the Sunday games did. So we'll do that in the middle segment. And then to take us home at the very end after we're done with Mark, you and I will give our rapid-fire preview of the college football national title game and pick our winners. And that's how we'll get out the door on this Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Jam-packed as usual, Bob. There's sometimes never room to breathe here, but we always manage to get everything in and keep you entertained all morning long, and we're going to do just that. As in moments, we're going to be joined by Jerry Panicoli from Extra, and we're going to recap the Golden Globe Awards. Again, a certain film makes history, setting a Golden Globes record for most wins, and there was very much a political overtone to the Golden Globes. We'll talk about it all with Jerry next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best, the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phones go to hold. We're joined by Jerry Penicoli from Extra. He's the senior correspondent, and he was covering the Golden Globes last night out in Hollywood. Welcome, Jerry.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're doing good. We got a lot to talk about with entertainment, but let's start with the politics. Meryl Streep making a speech. Some considered appropriate. Some considered it inappropriate. The blowback on it.
You know, it was a very political night. I mean, it wasn't just Meryl Streep. I mean, I think her speech, of course, was what everybody's talking about this morning, and it was the most memorable. But a lot of people got political last night, and you know what? I was talking to a lot of the actors backstage because I was covering the winners, and I had the one-on-ones with them, and they said, you know what? Art is political. And so when you look at all the creatives of Hollywood, there's going to be a lot of opinion. And, you know, this was a very contentious presidential election, and there was obviously a lot of division, and Meryl Streep used her platform, as a lot of people have in past years, to give her opinion about what she feels about our president-elect. And so, you know, in terms of the mood there, everybody was kind of like, you know what? Entitled to their opinion. This is hers, and so be it.
You know, Jerry, you mentioned that more and more people are talking about art being political. And is there more and more of a concerted effort by those in Hollywood and actors and actresses to, you know, take a stand and have an opinion and not be vanilla and have the courage of their convictions and have a point of view, as it were, and be socially responsible in that regard?
You know, it's about a 50-50 split on that. You talk to one celebrity, and they're all about it. And then, obviously, Meryl Streep was all about it last night. You talk to another celebrity, and they couldn't care less about giving their opinion. In fact, they would rather keep it under their cuff, not because they're either embarrassed by it or you know, that they don't want to share it, but they feel like, who cares what they think? Everybody's got an opinion. Their opinion is just as valuable as the next guy's or the next girl's, and therefore their opinion doesn't have any more weight than anybody else's. And so there's really kind of a 50-50 on that.
Jerry, let's get to the entertainment aspect of it. La La Land, a big winner, most Golden Globe Awards ever. Preview of the Oscars, or could we see something a little different somewhere down the line in March?
Oh, you never know. I mean, it used to be that the Golden Globes were the big predictor, and I think when it comes to drama, it does kind of have a bit of a a foreshadowing effect. But when it comes to the musicals and the comedies, the Oscars are a different animal, and it could be because there was a movie a few years back called The Artist that went on to win the Oscar for Best Picture, and that was a musical. There are exceptions, but for the most part, the Academy Awards doesn't generally like to award that kind of a movie. But with this movie, you never know. There was obviously a strong, visceral reaction to this movie in Hollywood, directed by, my God, when I met the director last night, I said, are you a neophyte? he's in his early to mid-20s. And, obviously a very talented young man. And so that movie could have some legs when Oscar time comes around, for sure.
And we're joined by Jerry Panicoli from Extra here on the Spano and Black Attack. Any other real highlights for you on the night of the Golden Globes?
You know, I think there were a lot of, besides Meryl Streep's speech, I think there were a lot of really heartfelt speeches. I think Tracy Ellis Ross, who won for the first time for her series Black-ish, I think she gave a very good speech, calling to mind that, women of color, really, for the most part, have been a group of, when it comes to awards, who have been overlooked. And so her speech was very, very heartfelt. I think Ryan Gosling's speech was great. You know, he dedicated his award to his lady love, Ava Mendez's brother, Carlos, who died from cancer. And Ryan Gosling is not a very emotional person in public. He doesn't really speak about Ava very much. He doesn't really speak about anything personal very much. And so the fact that he opened up about her and about her brother's loss, or her brother's passing, rather, was kind of a big deal for him. And I thought that was a very sweet speech.
You know, there's a series that, it didn't win a ton of awards, but it certainly is starting to get recognition as coming on the American scene and being something that people have really latched onto, and that is This Is Us. And the Globes acknowledged it by giving it a number of nominations. And it seems to be something that is really catching on with the American persona.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. I'm a big fan of the show. It touched a nerve. And, yes, you're right, it got nominations. It didn't really win. I don't think it actually won an award, at least an acting or a show award last night. And, but it is a show that has picked up steam and has really captured America's hearts. And it's a good show. I mean, it's all about storytelling, and it goes to show you don't have to have a huge star highlight a front a show. You can have a bunch of really talented actors and actresses, and I think Mandy Moore, boy, when she came on the scene as an actress 15 years ago, she really has proven herself, and she's got chops. And Milo Ventimiglia, who plays the dad on that show, he's been in other things along the way, but this has really pushed him into the spotlight. And great show, really fantastic show that I think is just going to continue to gain steam.
Final one from me before we let you run. I guess there were some lowlights of the night too, and most notably Sofia Vergara and her jokes that really fell flat. And what were the writers thinking here, and what was she thinking for that matter, and how much blowback was there from the Hollywood community on this?
Yeah, I think everybody agrees that it was just a misstep, and it was a bad joke, and it's particularly a bad joke in light of what her business was up on stage, which was to introduce the Miss Golden Globes, the Stallone daughters. And so, to deal with that kind of a an item up on stage and then have that joke, it just was so incongruous. I don't understand what the writers were thinking, and a lot of people just kind of had their mouths agape when that was going on. It was awkward at the very least.
Yeah, awkward is something, but people forget too. Unlike the Oscars, the Golden Globes have an open bar, so that comes into play
true.
Too. Jerry, thanks for your time, man. We really appreciate it. We'll let you get on with the rest of your day.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me.
Golden Bye-bye. Globe talk here in the attack, Joe.
Yeah, Jerry Panicoli from Extra, senior correspondent from the Golden Globes, joining us here on the attack and, you know, basically running down the evening. The highs, the lows, the big stories, the lesser stories. Now we're all caught up on the Golden Globes, and it'll be back to sports from here the rest of the way. Again, the focus going forward. Recap of Saturday wildcard weekend action in the NFL. And again, that won't take us more than one segment because those two games were. And that's to be kind of, you know, it was. And then we'll kind of tie the weekend, the NFL weekend, into a bow. And then from 40 after this hour, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time on, it's all about the game of college football. And most notably, the college football national title game between Alabama and Clemson. That's where we'll switch the focus at the back end of the show, Bob. And, you know, we get to hang out with Mark Sturgis from Straight Up with the Sturge, and that'll be a lot of fun. So our preview in many ways will have a Clemson Tigers sort of feel. We'll get his thoughts on who got the better sandwich that's going to be served at the game as well. You know, I always find these offbeat things because, well, I'm a little off. But we'll manage to see if we can squeeze that in as well. But let's step out here, and when we come back, Bob, we will dive into Saturday's wildcard weekend action in the NFL. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This is painful for every single one of us. There are a couple guys crying in the locker room right now.
McAvoy wide to the left. He's a big target. Luke Wilson is tight end on the right side. I-backs behind Russell on fourth down and goal. The turn, the play fake, the look. The dump over the top, reaching back. Does he make a catch? Flag is down.
But
Paul Richardson makes the catch for a touchdown. Seahawks. Holy mackerel. He had a man in his face. What a catch. One hand reaching around the defender, Wilson. And Paul Richardson interfered with and meets the catch with one hand. And the Seahawks go on top 6-0. Russell's going to drop back into the shotgun on first and goal from the four. Rawls just to his left in the backfield. And Rawls gets it straight ahead. He walks in. Touchdown, Seahawks. Almost untouched, Thomas Rawls. Big hole right side. And that's what you're looking for, a touchdown to put a little distance between the Hawks and the Lions. And Seattle goes on top 19-6. Russell awaits the snap. He gets it from Britt. He's going to throw it to the end zone. Got a man! It is caught for a touchdown! Seahawks! Doug Baldwin and Kirsch were running side by side. But it's Doug Baldwin who reaches up and makes the catch. Man, oh man, these receivers are having a game today. Doug Baldwin, holy cow.
That's courtesy of the Seattle Seahawks Radio Network, Bob. As we come back to the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. And again, that really does tell the story. 26-6 Seahawks over Lions on Saturday in the late game from the Saturday edition of Wild Card Weekend. Interesting thing about this football game, Bob. It, in so many ways, it wasn't a game, but yet it was a game. And if you say, what the hell are you talking about, Joe? Well, the Seahawks did whatever they wanted on both sides of the football for this entire game. But yet the score through three quarters did not reflect any of that, as this was a very, very close football game for three quarters before the Seahawks ran away and hid in the fourth quarter. This was the classic case of body blows land. I'll make that boxer analogy. This was body blows landing and paying dividends in the fourth quarter. Because if you watch this game, it was all Seahawks. Russell Wilson was solid. There was no steady pressure on him. And he did what he wanted, sitting in a rocking chair, picking apart the Detroit Lions defense. Paul Richardson with circus catches. Doug Baldwin, a beast with 11 catches. And then Thomas Rawls running for 161 yards on 27 carries to lead a ground game that just punished the Detroit Lions defense. Yet after I tell you all of that, the score at the end of three quarters was 10-6 Detroit. Seattle needed a 16-point fourth quarter to really put this one away. In a game that they dominated from every statistical measure and in every level on the eye test, whether it be 387 to 231 in total yards, 9 to 16 on third downs versus 2 for 11, time of possession, 36-39 to 23-21. The only thing that Detroit did right was that they didn't turn over the football. Beyond that, the Seahawks did whatever they wanted, except score points. And the Detroit Lions team, those cardiac cats in many ways, they found themselves right where they wanted to be and where they've succeeded all year long. Down but within hailing distance after three quarters. The problem is that these cardiac cats have been declawed. And the injuries to Matt Stafford and the fact that they can't get up after the quarterback, that Darius Slay was less than 100%, it really compromised to undermine them. And despite the fact that the game was close, I've got to assume you never believed they had a fighting chance and that they were ever really in this one, because you never believed they could even get in the red zone, much less the end zone. So all in all, a workmanlike victory for the Seahawks, 26-6. I don't think it bodes particularly well for their chances against Atlanta. And for Detroit, they limp through the back end of the season and they limp out of the playoffs rather meekly.
Well, you know, we talk about it all the time. Health, health, health. The ability to do what you, where you succeeded throughout the entire regular season. And that ability wasn't there for the Detroit Lions. Look, this is a flawed football team. They have real limitations running the football. They have a brilliant quarterback who got coached up by Cooter and who has really turned into an elite, albeit for 1 year. We'll see whether or not it continues. But they don't get up after the passer, as you said. With Stafford's injury, unfortunately for the football team, they don't have the ability to take the pressure off of him when they needed to, and he still has to put the entire offense on his shoulders, and he just can't throw the football like he was throwing it earlier in the season. It's plain. The grip is different. They've showed the comparisons on how he was gripping it pre-injury as opposed to what he's doing now. The limitations are there. Lots of credit to Seattle and their defense and the way that they played. But the reality is, if this was the Detroit Lion team that was hot in the middle of the year, this would have been a much more competitive game, because Seattle, at least this version of Seattle, allows you to hang around and hang around and hang around before they finally put you away. Well, when they get up against better competition, if they let the team hang around, they might not be able to put them away. With Detroit, yeah, they took their measure.
And the truth of the matter is, Seattle has a lot of flaws that I think Atlanta has a chance of exposing. But there's no time today for that preview. So what do you say we move on to the early game on Saturday from Wild Card Weekend? And that was an indescribably rotten football game between the Oakland Raiders and the Houston Texans. And the Texans controlled this one, really, from top to tail. In a game that I called the No Quarterback Bowl, well, one of the quarterbacks showed up at least for 30 minutes, and that was Brock Osweiler, who played his best half of football in the first half of this one as the Texans kind of cruised to a 27-14 victory. It was 10-0 early. Then you had the one good drive by Oakland in the first half, and it was really powered by Latavius Murray. He had some big runs on that drive that allowed Oakland to score with short field after a good kickoff return. And then it was 10-7. From there, it was really all Houston. Brock Osweiler, very good for one half. The running game did enough. 44 carries for 123 yards. A lot of the short runs came after Oakland stacked the box and this game was starting to get out of reach. But I guess the best thing really about Osweiler's stat line, good work in the first half, no turnovers in this game. The Houston Texans defense was terrific. And Connor Cook just, he had nothing.
Impossible.
He had
position.
No answers. You know, he wasn't ready for this stage as far as being NFL ready. It's not that the stage was too big for him. I don't think he's that. It was just that third string QB all year, lack of reps. He wasn't prepared for this. There was nothing they could do. And I heard people say, why didn't they go to Matt McGloin? Well, Matt McGloin stinks on ice and then he's hurt. I might as well just stay with Connor Cook. You know, there was just nothing the Raiders could do. Losing Derek Carr destroyed what could have been a very special postseason run for the Raiders. But for the Texans, they head up to New England, where they will be lambs led to a slaughter, as I am hard-pressed to find any advantage that they may have. But for 1 week, their defense played very well. Their awful quarterback gave you 30 good minutes of football and didn't make any major mistakes in the second 30 minutes. They ran the ball okay, particularly when it mattered. And they took on a team that, in a league where you have to have a quarterback to win, they didn't have a quarterback that day.
Yeah, and that's it. That's pretty much the summation of it. You know, what I didn't like in this game, Joe, was
being forced to watch it.
Yeah, well, that was number one. But Oakland's defense, for all the stars that they have on that side of the ball, if they were going to win this football game, they were going to need to really create some turnovers to dominate, to get Osweiler into having a really bad football game, which, as we know, he is very capable of doing, and then exploiting what went on there. Now, I'm not putting all of this on the defense, obviously. When you don't have a quarterback, you really don't have much of a chance. But did it seem to you as if they were a little not motivated for the game, a little not performing at an elite level for this game against a team that, quite frankly, they could have dominated from that side of the ball?
You know, I can't say not motivated, because the playoff game, they just didn't bring it. It just didn't happen. They never got any pressure on Osweiler. They never challenged him. He was never sacked. No turnovers. When they needed to stop the run while the game was in doubt, they couldn't do that. They didn't execute.
Yeah, it was almost like they were saying that, you know, we got this far. It's okay. We don't have a quarterback.
You know, I didn't see that. I just saw a team that didn't have a quarterback, didn't have anything on offense, and a defense that was unable to elevate itself. And it just wasn't happening that day. For the Texans, nice win for Bill O'Brien and his group. It's going to be interesting to see where it goes from here, because I know they're losing to New England. Will Bill O'Brien be their coach? It's a discussion going forward for another day. But Mark Sturgis, Straight Up with the Sturge, ESPN Upstate, joins us next. It's college football playoff national championship time. We'll preview it next here on The Attack, so you be sure to keep it where it's at.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS, or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma?
It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right, get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano. Rumor has it we got a big-time football game going on somewhere down in Florida. I don't know where it is, but we're joined by Mark Sturgis, Straight Up with Sturge, to talk about it. Yeah, it's the national championship game between Alabama and Clemson. Welcome, Mark. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Joe. I thought you were referring to that celebrity flag football game on Clearwater Beach yesterday. Is there something else going on down here tonight?
who won? Who won? And were you
I don't
involved?
Know this much, but Brett McMurphy of ESPN.com, or in ESPN, he pulled a hammy, so it's not a celebrity flag football game unless somebody gets hurt.
Well, we've had him on before, so we'll remind him of it the next time he comes on. But we got a real football game that's going to get played, and it's a rematch of last year. And there's a lot of people that are conveniently jumping on the Clemson bandwagon, but I think maybe with some legitimate reason. Why don't you explain that aspect of it to us?
Well, listen, Clemson is a program that has been building momentum for now 6 years. Last year when they played Alabama and Phoenix, I'm sure there were the internal questions of can we play Alabama? Should we be here? Yes, that turned out to be, the toughest test Alabama's had in this, 26 game winning streak. This year, Clemson's confident that they can not only play with them, that they can beat them. Now, they have to play a clean, perfect game. They cannot give up one of these, non-offensive touchdowns. Alabama's had 15 on the year. But, if the Tigers play their best game tonight, yes, they can raise a title. But, boy, you got to slay the Giant to do it.
Everybody talks about the non-offensive touchdowns from Alabama, and it's a huge point. But that secondary's dealt with a lot of attrition, and they miss Eddie Jackson a lot. And you guys have Mike Williams and maybe the best wide receiver core overall in all of college football. Washington wasn't able to take advantage of John Ross and company, and they have a terrific wide receiver core of their own. What is Clemson going to do to ensure that they're able to take advantage of Mike Williams and company and give Deshaun Watson some bigger holes to throw into so that way it's not about the non-offensive touchdowns, it's about the Clemson passing game and the chunk plays?
Well, Price and I've made this comment all year long. The heart, the computer, the operating system of this Clemson offense is Deshaun Watson. The gasoline that makes it run is Wayne Gallman. Alabama's given up 62 yards rushing per game this year. Clemson has to find a way to get Gallman and Watson a little bit of running so they don't be one-dimensional. If they're working with each other, boy, who do you double-team on Clemson's end of things? Clemson played them tough last year. Mike Williams was out with injury. Deion Kane had been suspended. So Clemson actually heads into tonight's matchup with more weapons than they even had available in last year's championship game.
In talking about the weapons and in talking specifically about Deshaun Watson, I think there's something that has been – look, he's getting his recognition and his props for being one of the best quarterbacks in football and having been there before. But to me, it would seem on paper at least, he has a really distinct advantage against his opposite guy in that he's been there before and Hurts has not been. That's got to play into this.
We'll see if Jalen Hurts. Let me also tell y'all real quickly. I'm like the oddball in this game tonight. I went to the University of Alabama. Price and I do the Clemson post game show. But Jalen Hurts has to have that freshman moment at some point. You feel like, much like my question on the NFL playoffs, did Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott have that rookie moment? You know what I mean? When the lights are big, this kid's cool, calm, and collected. So Here's the deal. I personally believe these are the two best programs in college football right now. They've had the two best years back-to-back, and this is what I want to see decide a title game. So I think we're going to see a knockdown, drag-out. It's within a touchdown either way, but I expect it to be fully competitive.
What kind of wrinkles does Steve Sarkisian bring to that Alabama offense that we haven't seen out of it? In this short period of time, in this transition, do you expect wholesale changes, subtle changes, or just business as usual?
You know what? That's the question of the night. We'll all look better about midnight after this game and knowing it. I think the one thing, that, to me, there has to be a little issue with Jalen Hurts coming over to the sideline and having a different ear, a different mouth in his ear now. We'll see about that. The one thing that benefits Alabama is when it comes to trends, the erase board is kind of, the dry board is wiped clean. You don't know what he might do trend. So that's the fascinating thing. Some people down here will tell you, this hurts Alabama greatly. Other people will tell you, then you don't become so one-dimensional, looking back over the years. So I'm of the personal belief, I think this affects Alabama a little bit. But what it's going to do, in my opinion, is cause that first quarter to be a little bit more feeling out. What are we going to do here and proceed? You know what I mean?
Mark Sturge is following up with us. And straight up with Sturge is the program. Good stuff. We've listened in a number of times. But, I want to follow up on that point. Nick Saban doesn't make those kind of mistakes. If Nick Saban thought this was going to disrupt everything going
right
into the national championship, he would have tolerated.
Mm-hmm.
He would have tolerated him another week.
Yeah.
He obviously is confident that Sarkisian will be able to pick up the slack and keep this team moving forward without a hiccup.
I don't think he makes this move if Sarkisian hasn't been in every offensive meeting all year long, knows the terminology, has helped build game plans, because we have known for a year, really, since Sarkisian came on as a consultant, he would be the next offensive coordinator. For all the things that Nick Saban gets called, thinking outside the box is one of them, because, Lane Kiffin completely came in and reinvented that Alabama offense. You know what I mean? He had some issues. I'm very thankful from the Bama perspective, but I think he knew it was time for Kiffin to move on. He'd done his thing. And Sarkisian was brought in with the idea, you will be the next offensive coordinator, and I'll help you rebuild your career as well.
Mark, let's go to the Clemson defense versus that Alabama offense. And when you look at Alabama, loads of playmakers at the skill positions in the passing game. Stewart and Ridley, O.J. Howard, who everybody forgets about, but will be a great NFL tight end. So if Hurts can make the throws, there will be open receivers. I think the key is don't get worn down and don't succumb to the Bo Scarborough body blows in the second half, which seems to have been the norm late in this year for the Alabama Crimson Tide. Talk a little bit, number one, about that Bama passing game versus that Clemson Tiger defense. And number two, talk about Bo Scarborough as the closer and how the Clemson Tigers defense avoids getting worn down by that hammer.
Well, when it comes to the Clemson defense, one thing that they are built to do, Clemson is six defensive linemen deep, and they will rotate them. A lot of teams have two, maybe three defensive linemen. Clemson is a legitimate six deep with Carlos Watkins, Dexter Lawrence, Scott Pagano, Christian Wilkins. So fortunately, you can survive some of the beating, if you will, by rotating these guys in. But as you said, Jalen Hurts is completing a little over 60% of his passes on the year. Cleland Farrell's got to have another game like he did against Ohio State. He had four tackles for loss. He was in JT Barrett's ear. He is a redshirt freshman that the last three or four games he's going to be the next first round, defensive end coming out of Clemson. But what you have to do, and this is the way I equate Alabama football, it's kind of like a boa constrictor. They just slowly wrap yourself around you and then start squeezing there in the second half. And to be fresh enough to make those tackles on Scarborough, you're going to have good defensive line play, and you're going to have good gap control between the linebackers. Now, that's probably Clemson's biggest issue. They don't have the depth at linebacker that they will next year because they redshirted Shaq Smith, the five-star from IMG Academy, and, you know, a couple of things like that. So Ben Boulware and Kendall Joseph and Dorian O'Daniel are really going to have to keep their eyes, you know, in the gap control, because if you remember last year when Mackenzie Alexander went out, all of a sudden that opened up the entire field for Alabama, because when Mackenzie Alexander was out there, he locked down his side of the field, and then that's when you saw O.J. Howard running free.
You know, I was so impressed with what Clemson did in the trenches against Ohio State. You talked about the defensive aspect of it. They are going to have to run the football. How do they do that on the offensive side, and where can they counter Alabama's strength on the defensive line?
You know, read option with Deshaun Watson, because, again, it gives you – do you hit it with Gallman? You know, Clemson had 200 yards rushing against Ohio State, which was unbelievable. You're not getting that tonight. You have to find a way to get somewhere in the 70 to 80, because, again, you've got to make Alabama play honest. You know, the one game Clemson lost, Wayne Gallman was knocked out of the game on the first series with a concussion, and they became one-dimensional from that point. Now, granted, Deshaun Watson threw for 520 yards and 5 touchdowns in that game, but even Pitt knew what was coming. Deshaun Watson was running, you know, was going to throw the ball. So, to me, to beat Alabama, you got to make him play honest. And to do that, you got to get a little bit of rushing yardage.
You know, I'm going to take us off the beaten path here a little
sure.
bit. Then Bob will bring us back.
I love going down that road.
Then Bob will bring us back to earth. We'll get your prediction, and we'll let you run here.
Sure.
I don't know if you've seen the announcement of the specialty sandwiches for the game tonight, and since you're there, you'll probably get to eat them. There's the Tiger Paw for Clemson and the Bama Burger for Bama. Which one do you like better, number one, or are you just going to eat them both?
If it's free, it's for me. Come on, guys. That's our. But not. Listen, I love a good burger, but you know us. We're in the press box. We're going to get some kind of chicken or something like that, but I'd have to go with the burger just because I can eat red meat, you know, 3 times a day. And, you know, I'm not a fish guy and all this kind of stuff. But
there's no fish in these.
Just to give you a quick rundown, even last night at the media party, all the desserts were either Clemson on top or Alabama on top. So the food has been as big of a battle as the game tonight when it comes down to this stuff.
You got to see this Bama burger. Not only is it a burger, there's pulled pork on top and fried pickles. So that's a home run.
Let's just call that a heart attack on a plate.
Yeah. The Tiger Paw ain't bad either. It's golden Carolina pork on a bed of pickled green tomato relish topped with Clemson blue cheese slaw. But, man, that Bama burger looks like it's something really special.
Well,
so even
I'm
if you got to pay,
right
go
now,
find your way to get one of those.
Yeah, Bama burger wins that deal, in my opinion, right
of
there.
Of course.
You got pulled pork and a burger going on at the same time.
That's exactly right. It eliminates the barbecue aspect of it.
That's
Bama
right.
all the way on the food. However, let's get your prediction here as we have a little bit of time left with you. Give us a little breakdown on how you see it playing out and who you think is going to win this football game.
Can I give you a double-sided answer on that one, guys? I'm not trying to cop out. First of all, doing the post-game show for Clemson, I hope the Tigers win tonight. They may take they may drop off to 10 wins next year, 9 wins, just because, you know, the amount of losses. They'll be back in this playoff in the next 3 years. I have no doubt about it. But these kids, you know, unfortunately, we've gotten a little too close to this year's team to really be objective about this. But they just have that look in their eye. You know, Price and I met y'all at Army-Navy, and you could tell the Army fans, you know, smelled blood in the water, so to speak. They knew it. Now, granted, Alabama's not beat up like Navy was, but you just have this look amongst Clemson fans and then the football team themselves. This is it, you know. I'm going to think the best player, in my opinion, we're going to see the 2 best players in college football, Jonathan Allen on the defensive side for Alabama, Deshaun Watson on the offensive side. If Deshaun Watson makes a play and wins this game, he leaves his legacy in South Carolina history, you know what I mean? So I'd like to see Clemson win this game. My entire family went to Clemson. But to do it, you got to play perfect, because there's a reason that Nick Saban's the best coach in college football.
Well, Mark, we appreciate the couple minutes. It's Upstate, ESPN, Sturge. We appreciate your couple minutes. Enjoy the game tonight.
Anything you guys need. And again, y'all want to get, your listeners want to get a little bit of aspect of what it's like down here, really go to our Facebook page. Price has got all kind of video and photos and interviews and this and that, and it'll give you a little idea of what it, there are 150,000 people between Clemson and Alabama in this area, and only 71,000 seats in that stadium tonight. It's going to be a wild scene, to say the least.
Thanks, Mark.
All right. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Mark Sturgis. Straight Up with Sturge. Upstate, ESPN, Clemson. Good stuff, Joe.
ESPN Upstate? We don't mean upstate New York. We mean upstate South Carolina.
Yep.
Great preview of the national title game. We'll tie a bow around it for this Monday edition. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We're going to get tight on time, so we want to thank our guests for coming on board today. We had a terrific show, and we really appreciate their contribution. Joe, It as much as I'd like to pick Clemson, it's for me, it has to be Alabama. I know there's been some disruptions, and I understand that Deshaun Watson is great and he has leadership experience. He's also prone to making some mistakes when it matters, and I think it's going to matter tonight. He's going up against damn near an NFL caliber defense. I like Alabama in what's going to be, I think, a classic football game.
Somebody's going to expose that weak secondary. It's going to be the Clemson Tigers. Dabo and company pull the mild upset, win a national title, even though the Bama Crimson Tide has the better sandwich. And I will be making that Bama burger as soon as weather permits up here in New York. I'll be making a version of that myself.
Woo, heart attack.
There you go. Let's get on out of here, man. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening, stay there. For Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. So long until tomorrow when we do it again with a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.